Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, today we're going to talk about parvovirus infection, touch on a couple other things, but I think this is important. I have to tell you the story that happened to us. We had a bad thing happen. We did a normal spay operation on a little dog, and before the staples were due out, 10 days later, young dog died. Very unusual thing to happen, but post-op, you would think the first thing is, whoops, doc screwed up the surgery. So I wanted to do an autopsy, and they were very interested as well. So we did an autopsy on this dog. What I expected to find was a belly full of blood that one of my sutures had let go or something bad had happened internally. That wasn't the case at all. What I did find was a very, very red, swollen intestinal tract, the small intestine. From right behind the duodenum all the way back to the colon was swollen and red, and when I cut off the end, it was bloody inside. Most swollen, red-looking gut I think I have ever seen on a dog. Well, my first thought was bad food, salmonella, one of these crazy things that are being sold from China. Called the owner and said, hey, what's going on? What did you feed? No, hadn't fed any of those kinds of things. Absolutely not. Been the same bag of food for a month almost. Wasn't what it was. Salmonella and E. coli kind of got thrown out of the picture, and I had no idea what was going on. So I sent tissues to Iowa State University, and it came back parvovirus. Well, let's talk a little bit about parvovirus and what it does to your dog. A usual parvo case, the dog stops to eating. Then they start vomiting. Then they have diarrhea, then they have bloody diarrhea, and then they die. That's what happens with the one that isn't vaccinated and isn't treated. This dog had been given at least one vaccination. It's one of those cases where the dog was rescued by someone, and then they did something, and then they turned it over to someone else, and they did something, and we thought the dog was well vaccinated. I know for a fact that they had one vaccination. Whether it had the two or not is still... I'm not exactly sure what happened there. At any rate, this dog had had at least one vaccination, but maybe not on the schedule that we would prefer. One of the things that we need to do with parvo vaccination is get on the schedule and stay on the schedule. The schedule always is 6 weeks, 10 weeks, and 14 weeks. If you do that, that gives your puppy a really good immunity. The first vaccination that you give tells the body this is something strange that isn't supposed to be here. It's a foreign protein, something that they have not seen before. So the immune system says, hey, wait a minute, you're a foreigner here. I'm going to remember who you are. The second time they get the vaccination, then the immune system says, ha, we've seen you before, you son of a gun. You weren't supposed to be here the last time, and so we're going to develop a really good immunity so you can never come back here. Third vaccination, same thing. You've been here. We're going to get you another vaccination. You're going to get another shot of immunity. We're going to protect this dog from you. That's what's supposed to happen. Well, if you spread those out, let's say you don't start till 8 weeks. Well, then the second one is at 12 weeks. Do you give the next one at 16 weeks or do you come back at 14 weeks? It's a dilemma for us, and we make some calculated judgments on that depending on the dog and how healthy they are and what their history is and things like that. We really like to give them three vaccinations. That makes it really a good protocol for us. The other thing that happens in immunity is some animals don't develop immunity as well as others. Some of them are just poor immunizers, and I'm afraid this may be what's the problem with this dog. It was rescued from a bad situation. It had been malnourished. It's possible this puppy just couldn't develop a very good immunity. The other thing that happens is those early ones, the six-week one, probably wouldn't do the dog any good if he got exposed because his mother's still protecting him. What he gets from his mother's milk is called maternal antibodies. Those protect the puppy for a while. When those wear off, then he has to develop his own. And we never know where that is. We know it occurs before 16 weeks. Usually we think it happens about 10 to 11 weeks, but that can't be something we know positively. So our goal always is to get this puppy started early, put him on a good program, keep it up, be consistent. So when we put at the bottom of your ticket, booster in 4 weeks, we really mean that. And we want you to do your very best to get in. Now, if it's 4 weeks and 2 days, I'm not too concerned about that. If it's 6 weeks or 8 weeks or 10 weeks, then I am concerned because we're not protecting your puppy. And that is our goal. That same vaccination also contains distemper, hepatitis, parainfluenza, and coronavirus in our office. Sometimes that last vaccination will include lepto or bordetella. And to be real honest with you, we're starting to look at Lyme disease getting closer and closer to our area. Every year they survey ticks in our area, and last year they found Lyme disease as close to us as Cumberland. So Lyme disease may become something that we'll start routinely vaccinating for in the not-so-distant future. I don't know exactly whether we're going to do it this spring or not, but we may because we've got a lot of ticks. This is Dr. Keith Leonard, Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa. And as always, our number is 243-2121.